and what happened on that? And
On the run, it was an inside zone play or whatever, and kind of pressed it a little longer, and then Kyle Devan got up and on his block, on his man, and then I came right behind him, and once I jumped through the line, I seen nothing but daylight. So from there, I just hit it.
Anybody in particular get a good block for you on that one?
Kyle Devan, center, that came in after Matthews got hurt.
Can you talk about, I guess, your decision to put the names of the school shooting victims on your shoes, and how much did that inspire you tonight?
In this situation, when you have kids and then you wake up and you see that on the news, it's kind of heartbroken. So just something to try to give back and show tribute to those families, knowing how much they hurt. And situation, we on Monday Night Football, everybody around the world is watching this football game, not really watching nothing else. So I feel like it was a good deed.
You to get a big run in that situation too, that much more meaningful for you?
Yeah, that much more meaningful. Just was thinking about those kids all week, the whole game, and just show you how fortunate it is for us to be able to come out here every Sunday or Monday and play on this field.
Auction them off, or what are you gonna?
Yeah, I'm gonna auction them off.
Was it emotional for you during the moment of silence before the game?
Yeah, it was a situation. Like, I don't care who you is. Anytime you have kids and you just think about that situation, it's real tough, and it show you how blessed for you to be able to see your kids every day.
CJ, what other than your big run, it was kind of a tough night for the offense at times. What were some of the issues that were?
The Jets got a very tough defense, and we got a nice run in there, but you know we still struggled a lot throughout the whole game. So it's a situation where we can't do nothing but be happy about this win, but we know we got to come back Wednesday and continue to work and continue to try to get better, because right now we're fighting through so many injuries. We take another blow to the offensive line, so it's a situation. It seems like nothing can go right for us, but we got guys that's here that's working hard every week in practice, that's stepping up, that are giving their best.
Did you see something at the snap on the touchdown, that they were flat that way, and that once you get through the first line, you're going, but there really wasn't anybody else there.
Nah, it's a situation of defense that they play so many guys down in the box, and no matter what run you have, you always know if you get behind those guys, it's a good chance that you can go all the way. And the Jets, they pride themselves on stopping the run and running the ball well. So it was a situation, and I just read it and stayed patient with it. And then when I cut back and jumped through the line, that's when I seen the daylight.
What kind of grade would you give Jake for his run?
Oh, which one?
Jake's touchdown.
Oh, his touchdown run. It was a pretty good run. I had a block on it, but I didn't do too well on the block. So I give him a pretty good grade.
A little short, though?
Mm, yeah.
Why do you think you have this tendency to bust off 80-plus yard touchdown runs?
This situation, it's just I feel like once I get through the line or whatever, I don't feel like I can be caught. But it's a situation where a lot of teams like to put a lot of guys in the box for me. So anytime you do that, you're not going to have a lot of good runs that day, but you got to take advantage when they slip. And when they slip, you just got to make them pay for it.
I know we parked on the run a little bit, but what does it mean to put your name in the record books again with the most touchdowns over 80 yards?
It's that situation. You know, you hear from people, I may have lost a step, I'm not as good, and all these other backs better than me and things like that. But it's a situation, I don't try to buy into that. I just continue to come out here on game day and try to put up numbers and just let my play speak for itself.
Disappointing that you guys didn't take advantage of the turnovers more, that defense getting the ball back and you couldn't put points on the board from that?
Yeah, very disappointing. It's been so many times in this game where we could have took advantage and put a drive together and put it away and not make it so hard for us to get the victory. Out of all the turnovers they got for us, we never really put a drive together and made it easy on our defense. But we got to believe in our defense to keep getting us the ball back. And like I say, we're a work in progress right now.
Anything else?